I am joined now in the studio by Inside Carolina's Ross Martin. Had to get him in here because there is a whole lot going on right now in the recruiting world and a lot of activity around the UNC football program amid a season where there's a lot of excitement around the football program. Ross, thanks so much for popping in. Beat writer, podcaster, content creator for Inside Carolina, but also local news reporter, having broken some news today in the business front with the Durham company being acquired by Shutterfly.
Yeah, no big deal. Just breaking tech news this morning, beating out the News Observer, CNN, WRL.
Tell us a little bit more about
Triangle
it.
Business Journal. Yeah, the acquisition of Spoonflower by Shutterfly for $225 million broke today. And a local Durham company that's based in Durham. I think it's been started in Burlington, but how to drop it. I mean, dude, breaking news is fun.
It is fun.
So whenever
it
you get a little tidbit, you got to break it. Broke the Michael Jordan news about him down at Big Rock.
That's right.
He's in that. George Strait broke that news earlier today about him having a boat down at Big Rock, the Blue Marlin Fishing Tournament. So, you know, expanding my horizons and being versatile. But my roots are recruiting and UNC recruiting. And so here we are.
There's a good bit to talk about right now, too. For people who don't know, June is the official beginning of a new recruiting period where folks can come onto campus, get official visits going. And one kind of aspect of that, I think it's fair to say, is a football camp that Mack Brown put on for the first time, or at least the first time this summer, this past weekend. For folks who are unaware, what kind of role do those kind of camps play in a program's recruiting efforts?
Yeah, I mean, what you start off with the first is probably important to let your listeners know. Players and recruits and high school students haven't been allowed to have in-person interaction with staff members for football or basketball or any sport for that matter since like last March 2020 pre-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a dead period for like 15 months, and that was lifted on June 1st. So it opened the floodgates, so to say, for all these recruits to visit all these schools. So all across the country, you have high school recruits in the 2022 class, rising seniors, 2023 class, rising juniors, and you know, whoever can visit these schools and get face-to-face time with the coaching staff. So UNC, like tons of other schools, has been just recruiting these players, getting them on campus. You want that face-to-face time to show off your campus, show off your staff, show off Chapel Hill, all that good stuff. So both sports, football and basketball, it's been very busy for recruiting. These camps you speak of, Mack Brown and the staff held four this weekend. And honestly, those aren't as big for recruiting. Sure, you can find some diamonds in the rough at those camps, but the guys they've offered and the big recruits, they already have offers. They don't really need to go to these camps. It's really a chance for high school students to show off to other schools that are recruiting them. And of course, you can get some times. Maybe you're like a sophomore and you want to get noticed by UNC early. That's a way to do that. So they had like 400 kids like per camp, 300, 400 kids per camp. Twice a day this weekend. They have another big one next weekend, which is their Showtime camp. That's where you get the more elite recruits, the rising juniors, rising seniors, all the big names coming for those camps. That's where you get a lot of big names and kind of more in-person interaction. They'll have a bigger deal. It'll be a smaller camp with more elite recruits. So that'll go throughout June. They'll probably have, I think, a couple more in late June as well. So the big thing is all these recruits are visiting in different aspects, different ways this week and last week and previously in June and into July.
Got it. And you can find a good bit of that coverage, not just, of course, on that recruiting news, but also on that Mack Brown camp, a great photo gallery posted on Inside Carolina today as well with that. So who does Carolina have their eye on in this current recruiting class? So upcoming freshmen, I imagine, that have been paying visits to Chapel Hill this last week or so.
For football?
Yes, for football. I was going to say, we'll get into basketball here in a little bit, but specifically for football, since that's coming up first.
So freshmen will arrive that already signed will arrive now in June. They're already on campus. So you're looking at next year's class that will sign in December. UNC only has four commitments right now, which is a little small. But much of that's impacted by COVID. So they're going after some big fish. You know, this guy named Jake Pope visited. He's a safety out of Georgia. They've got a couple in-state running backs that visited. The name there to look out for is Omarion Hampton out of Clayton. George Pettaway out of Virginia. I mean, these are names that the common UNC fan won't know. But the main takeaway is they're getting four stars. They're getting five stars on campus. And they're recruiting at a different level. Jaden Lucas is a guy who lives 45 minutes from campus. He's a a high four-star cornerback, and he's considering UNC, and he's a guy who would always go to Clemson, but I think Mack Brown and the staff have really opened his eyes and a lot of other elite recruits to what UNC is doing on football. It gets to a bigger discussion about, you know, what's Mack done, what Mack Brown's done at Carolina. Another big guy, Travis Shaw, is a class of 2022. So he's a rising senior out of Greensboro High School. He's an elite five-star, like number nine in the class. He's visited unofficially.
I've been seeing a lot of buzz around him and a lot of inside Carolina talk about him well.
He's just a massive recruit. He's like 6'5", 330 as a rising junior, coming off a state championship game. I mean, Georgia's after him. Clemson's after him. He visited Clemson this weekend. So just getting these kids on campus is great. So he visited last Thursday. And, I mean, you always say watch what they do, not what they say. And to get them on campus, have them actively interacting with Mack Brown, with defensive coordinator Jay Bateman, all these different players and all the different players and recruits and all that stuff is really good. So
flexing on social media. That's a big part of it too, right? And like if they aren't posting photos of them with the Carolina championship belt that the defense has, if they're not posting up in the locker room and all that stuff, I mean, that's, I imagine, setting off some red flags, but these kids are going to, and this is partially what Mack Brown has done with some of the renovations in Keenan Stadium. They are making it so it is very social media worthy for these kids.
Yeah, that's big. Like, a lot of different photo galleries and photo shoots they do with teammates or recruits or themselves wearing the Jordans, wearing the uniforms. You know, you think about Oregon, what they did with recruiting with all their different color combinations. You know, that's important, too. Recruiting is a very, very weird world, and it's very niche, but there's so many different aspects to recruiting with these visits, the photo shoots, the Twitter, Instagram, you know, where they're visiting and how different coaches are recruiting them. So it's all very interesting, and it's all happening in a high density time because they only have this 1 month after 15 months off to kind of get their face time before another dead period starts. Then they'll have more opportunities when the season starts in September to get on campus, and those are important as well. We should be seeing some commitments here at some point, and if not, you know, this month or July, then you'll start seeing more and more at the start of the season when spaces start filling up and players commit to where they want to go.
We're speaking with Ross Martin of Inside Carolina, insidecarolina.com, to find a whole bunch of stuff that they are doing on recruiting. They have a lot of VIP memberships that you should go get in order to read their best coverage, particularly on football recruiting. But you also mentioned basketball as well, and that is something that I think the Carolina community is especially paying attention to this year, as it is the first time of Hubert Davis doing it as the head coach of the men's basketball program. You guys have some pretty in-depth coverage on his first high school commit as a head coach. I think it was just a couple weeks ago, or maybe just even last week.
Yeah,
it's
Will
hard
Shaver.
To remember. Will Shaver, can you tell us a little bit more about him?
Yeah, so he is the first high school recruit to commit to Hubert Davis. A three-star center. His ranking should go up. I think he's a little underrated. Again, these guys haven't been at camps, haven't been watched by guys like us that rank them. So the recruiting rankings are going to change. Will Shaver is like a 6'9", 6'10", center, but fits that mold that Hubert Davis and staff are trying to find. Big men that can kind of space the floor, you know, score inside, but also score outside with some three-point shooting. You know, definitely like a lower-ranked kid that will stay 3 or 4 years and be that building block that I think UNC likes to get, but certainly a talented guy and talented enough to play at UNC. So he is the first commit for UNC's 2022 class, the first class that Hubert Davis will sign, and they're going after a lot more players because you think about the roster. I mean, obviously the listeners love talking about UNC basketball, but they're going to lose the transfer, Brady Manick. You might lose a guy like Caleb Love after next year. There's a pretty good chance you'll lose Armando Bacot after next year. I'm trying to think who else they could lose. I mean, Kerwin Walton could leave. You've got Leaky Black could leave as well. So you got, there's going to be a bunch of scholarships available for players. So they're going to land. They got Landon Will Shaver, and they're definitely recruiting, you know, three or four more guys to fill those voids to sign in November or later on in this year and next year to come to campus. to be a freshman in 2022-23 season, and a lot of those visits are happening right now.
You mentioned kind of the challenges of people's ratings of recruits right now because of how disrupted high school seasons were, mm-hmm. and people maybe not being able to be as in person to events, and coaches certainly not being able to be as in person to events. How much is that affecting how Inside Carolina and everybody else is able to cover recruiting during this period specifically?
Yeah, I mean, things are opening up now, so I think there's some limitations to these events that we go to look at players and talk to players, but there's still restrictions. So it's definitely opened up now. But yeah, there was a whole period. There was 15 months where there were no events. There was, you know, no in-person interviews. So it was all text and phone. And a lot of our reporting, I don't cover recruiting in particular, but Sherelle McMillan and Don Callahan, who handled it for us Inside Carolina, a lot of text, a lot of phone calls. So that stuff didn't end. But the big thing was how they're getting recruited by the staff. It was tons of Zoom calls, no in-person visits. And that like the whole season without any players coming to visit UNC, which is odd because usually big games, the big Duke game, you have tons of five stars, four stars coming in. So it's weird.
I imagine it creates just a lot of uncertainty too about maybe what these kids are thinking and also them not necessarily being sure and how good they are. Uncertainty around the talent.
There's not tape. You don't know how much they've improved from their sophomore season to their senior season because they had a whole year where you couldn't really watch them. And you know, if you didn't have an extended high school season, you lack that tape, you lack that experience. Yeah, I mean, COVID, it messed up everything.
We're speaking with Ross Martin of Inside Carolina. Ross, we've got to begin to wrap up, but what can people find either right now on InsideCarolina.com or coming up before too long that you guys are reporting on with this recruiting?
Yeah, I mean, I think the basketball stuff is really heating up. They had a bunch of visits already on Inside Carolina for premium subscribers. It's easy, just tons of deals subscribed to Inside Carolina, but there's interviews with Will Shaver up, Jalen Washington, a five-star. We have a big interview up on him. Justin Taylor, a four-star, like kind of wing from Virginia, just visited. We have a fresh interview up with him. A Derek Lively recap. He's another high-end four-star, five-star guy that UNC's recruiting and he visited. So we get these interviews a couple days after they visit. And really, you know, there's only a couple sites that provide this kind of coverage. So go to Inside Carolina. And, of course, there's some free content there on recruiting stuff. You know, I'll do a couple free articles here and there. But unmatched message boards for the conversation and really exclusive interviews and that kind of stuff.
They are the best folks around at doing this kind of stuff. You are going to want to head to InsideCarolina.com to check it out. Ross Martin, thanks so much for taking the time to drop by.
Appreciate it, Brian. Anytime.